Present condition of Muslims. Now, dear reader, may God open your heart to the acceptance of His truth. It is up to you to see whether the present is not the time for the advent of a divine reformer. It appears from the traditions that the need for such a reformer recurs every 100 years. Every 100 years we are to have a reformer to interpret the Holy Quran and Islam to all and sundry. But now, it is not the beginning but the middle of a century. Even if we ignore the Prophet's tradition, we cannot ignore facts as we find them. Looking at facts, we are persuaded at once that a reformer is surely needed at this time. If Muslims and other nations were spiritually as well off as they might be, if they could be trusted to go on without divine guidance, we would not have needed to pay any attention to any claimant to spiritual office. But if the spiritual condition of Muslims demands a reformer, and if the enemies of Islam have exceeded all previous records of enmity, we have to admit that the present is the time for a divine reformer to come, to teach Islam again, to fight its enemies, to bring Muslims back to the true Islam, to recreate in their hearts the old love of religion. In short, to demonstrate once again the living power of Islam. On the general condition of Muslims today and the aims of the enemies of Islam, there can be no two opinions. Everyone who has no cause to hide the truth, everyone who can discriminate between good and evil, will admit that intellectually as well as spiritually, in belief as well as in action, Muslims have strayed far from Islam. A verse of the Holy Quran says, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. O my Lord, my people indeed treated this Quran as a thing abandoned. This is the stark truth about Muslims today. The question no longer is, how many Islamic things have they abandoned? The question rather is, how many have they not abandoned? True it is today, you may meet Muslims in a graveyard and Islam in its books. Islam today can be found in the pages of the Holy Quran, the books of Hadith, and the books of the Imams, but not in the lives of Muslims. In the first place, Muslims are hardly aware of the teachings of Islam. If they seek such awareness, they soon find that access to the meaning and spirit of Islam has become nearly impossible. Everything relating to Islam has become distorted. The conception of God presented in the name of Islam today is so hideous that spontaneous praise of God has become impossible for an honest person. The conception of angels is similarly ugly in the extreme. Of angels, God taught, يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, they do as they are commanded. Yet, interpreters of Islam present them as critics of God, base creatures in human form, who indulge in the love of bad women. The prophets of God are described as liars and sinners, so that the love and reverence which they should receive as favorites of God cannot be given to them. We are also told that divine revelation is not free from the influence of Satan. The only source of security is thus taken away. The metaphors of wine and heaven and hell are pushed to extremes, so that what is presented in the name of Islam seems either absurd or mere moonshine. As well as attacking other prophets, the interpreters of Islam have not spared even the Holy Prophet. Falsely and indiscriminately, they have attributed to him a love affair with Zainab, or secret relations with the slave girl, or other inconceivable things. In this way, they have detracted from the matchless beauty of character, which is the Holy Prophet's. The Holy Prophet was a picture of the Holy Quran, said Hazrat Aisha, who knew him best. Yet the commentators have a different picture to paint. A theory of abrogation has been invented, and a perfect book like the Holy Quran has been put in doubt. Not being able to understand parts of the Holy Quran, the commentators have condemned them as abrogated. They have done so without authority from the Holy Quran or from the Holy Prophet. They forget that by doing this, they cast doubt, not on parts of the Holy Quran, but on the whole of it. Then, it is taught that a dead prophet, himself a follower of Moses, will come and rejuvenate Islam in our time, the followers of the Holy Prophet and his example of influence being unable to do so. So much for the beliefs of Muslims, their practical lives are no less deplorable. About 75 out of 100 do not observe the daily prayers or the annual fasts. Nobody pays zakat or the obligatory alms. Of those who pay, very few, hardly 2%, do so willingly. Few of those whose obligation to perform the pilgrimage to Mecca is obvious ever think of it. Those for whom the pilgrimage is not only not obligatory but possibly forbidden go on pilgrimage. They only bring dishonor to Islam. The few who observe the ordinances of Islam do so in such a manner that the purpose for which the ordinances have been prescribed is completely lost. The meaning of the Arabic words used in the daily prayers is hardly known to those outside the Arab countries. Those who say their prayers without understanding them do not say them willingly, but as an unpleasant obligation. The prostrations are carried out with such indecent haste that an observer cannot distinguish between one prostration and another. To pray in one's own language during pauses between prescribed prayers is branded as kufr or unbelief. Fasting, instead of bringing spiritual benefit, has become a cause of divine punishment. The Islamic laws of inheritance are being ignored altogether. The taking of interest, described in the Quran as making war on God, is now an almost universal vice. Thanks to the ulama, many interpretations and many amplifications enable ordinary Muslims today to accept interest on their capital wealth without thinking it a sin. And in spite of this, Muslims remain poor, far behind others in economic prosperity. Moral grace, once the birthright of all Muslims, now seems as remote as kufr is from Islam. Time was when a Muslim's word was received as a promise set down in black and white, and a Muslim's written promise as unalterable law. But today, nothing seems more unreliable than a Muslim's word. Nothing more empty than a Muslim's undertaking. Loyalty has disappeared. Truth speaking has become scarce. Courage, a thing of the past. Disloyalty, lying, dishonesty, cowardice, and foolhardiness having taken their place. The result of this moral deterioration is that the whole world is set against Muslims. Their economic enterprise has ended. Their great name is gone. Science and intellect, once their handmaids and constant companions, seem like strangers to them. Muslim mystics have also degenerated. They have converted religion into irreligion and religious law into lawlessness. Muslim clergy promote disaffection and mutual hostility. They sponsor their own opinions as the teaching of God and His Prophet. They thus strike at the root of Islam and the power of Muslims. Rich Muslims, not so rich compared with the rich of other nations, are yet so proud that associating themselves with religion seems dishonorable to them. As well as participating in religious duties, they have little regard left for them in their hearts. We may find missionaries amongst the rich of European nations, but amongst the Muslim rich, it will be difficult to find many possessing even an elementary knowledge of religion. The ruling classes amongst Muslims are corrupt. Exploiting the poor and the ignorant is their daily business. The opportunity to rule is for them not an opportunity to serve, but an opportunity to dominate and dictate. Muslim kings revel in the pursuit of pleasure. Their ministers plan disloyalty and dishonesty. The Muslim masses are worse than savages. Hundreds of thousands among them cannot even recite the kalima, and to be able to tell its meaning is completely out of the question. Islam, once the scourge of other religions, is today a carcass, being eaten by worms and vultures. Money and means can be found by Muslims for all their needs, but not for the defense and dissemination of Islam. Time can be found for scandal mongering, for gossip, and for the entertainment of friends, but not for learning or teaching the Holy Book. Everybody knows how great was the importance of the daily prayers in the eyes of the Holy Prophet. Not the habitual defaulter or the habitual absentee, but the absentee only from the early morning and the late evening congregations was condemned by the Holy Prophet as a hypocrite. Though the embodiment of forgiveness and generosity, he declared, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ بِحَطَبٍ فَيُحْطَبُ ثُمَّ آمُرَ بِالصَّلَةِ فَيُؤَذَّنُ لَهَا ثُمَّ آمُرَ رَجُلًا فَيَأُمُّ النَّاسَ ثُمَّ أُخَالِفَ إِلَى رِجَالٍ فَأُحَرِّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ. Verily, by God in whose possession is my life, sometimes when men have congregated for prayer, I wish to have enough dry wood with me. Then appoint someone else as imam and go out myself to set fire to the houses where people have stayed away from the congregation. Today, to join congregational prayers is too much trouble. Excepting the two Eids, millions of Muslims cannot find the few minutes needed for the daily prayers. Those who join in the daily prayers do not observe all the rules and proprieties. Often, they join in only for show. They omit even the preliminary of ablutions. In one word, Islam today is friendless. Everybody has a friend, but not Islam. This condition of Islam is depicted by the promised Messiah and Mahdi, the founder of the Ahmadiyya movement, on whom be peace. I quote from his Persian verse.
Mi sezad gar khun be barad didaye har ahle din bar pareshan haliye islam o kehtul muslimi.
Meet it is if the faithful shed tears of blood over the plight of Islam and the disappearance of Muslims.
دین حق را گردش آمد صعبناک او سهمگی سخت شور افتاد اندر جهان از کفر کی.
The true faith has suffered a shaking big and dreadful. Unbelief and hatred have made a great noise in the world.
آنکه نفس اوست از هر خیر و خوبی به نصیب میت راشد عیبها در ذات خیر المرسلین.
Those without the least virtue themselves find fault with the greatest of all divine teachers.
آنکه در زندان ناپاکی ست محبوس و اسیر هست در شان امام پاک بازان نکتہ چین.
He who lives himself in a cell of vice is ready to detract from the greatness of the most pious among men.
Tir bar masoom me barad khabees bad gohar aasma ra me sazad gar sang barad bar zameen. The most vicious among men aims his arrows at the most innocent. Just is it if, therefore, heaven raises stones on the earth. Pesh chashman shuma islam dard khak oftad. Jist uzre pesh hak e majma'ul mutana'imin. Islam is being thrown into the dust before your very eyes. You who live in luxury, what defense will avail you before God? Har taraf kufr ast, jo shaan hamju afwaj yazid, din haq bimar o bekas, hamju zameenul abidin. On all sides, unbelief is storming like the armies of Yazid. The faith of God all alone is prostrate like Zainul Abidin. Mardum zi maqdarat mashghul ishr tanhai khwish. Khur mukhanda nashista ya ton nazni. Men of means are lost in the pursuit of private pleasures, happy and hilarious in the company of sweethearts. Alima ra roz o shab baham fasad az josh nafs. Zahidan ghafil sarasar az zarurat haidi. Doctors and divines busy day and night in personal quarrels. Ascetics and mediators sit aside, ignorant of the needs of faith. Har kisi az behre nafse dune khud tarfe girift. Tarfe din khali shud. O har dushmane chust az kami. Everyone has gone to care for his own mean interests. Faith is alone. So enemies have leapt out of their hidden places to attack. E zamane anjana amad ke har ibnul juhul as safahat mi kunad takzeeb e deene mati. The time has emboldened every stupid person to use his stupidity to find fault with this established faith. Sad hazara ibliha az di baru o barand darakht. Sad hazara jahila gushtand sayyidul makirin. Millions of fools have left the faith with their bag and baggage. Millions of the ignorant have submitted to charlatans and cheats. Bar musalmana hama adbar zin rah oftad. Kaz pay din himmat shan nist ba ghairat karin. Even if the whole world turns away from the faith of Mustafa, Muslims, much as the embryo in the womb, will not make the slightest movement. Gar bigardad alame azrahidin ne Mustafa. Azrahi ghairat nami jambanad ham misli jani. Not misfortune which has not befallen Muslims in their path. Their shame and valour stand not together. Fikre isha gharqi har dam dar rahe dunyaye dun. Maal isha gharat under rahe niswane wabani. They are drowned the whole time in low thoughts about the world. Their wealth is all squandered on their wives and children. Har kuja dar majlise fisq ast isha sadre shan. Har kuja hast az maasi halqae isha nagi. They adorn gatherings of vice and wickedness, become centers in circles of sinners. Bakhrabat ashna bigana az kuwe huda. Nafrat az arbabedi ba me parista ham nashi. Friendly and familiar in the tavern, they know not the path to the righteous. Strangers to the faithful, hot companions of worshippers of wine. In do fikre din ne Ahmed, maghze jaane maqdaakht, kasrat-e aadaa-e millat qillat-e ansaar-e din.
Two anxieties about the faith of Ahmed have consumed my life. Abundance of enemies and lack of friends.
اے خدا زود آ او برما آب نصرت ہا ببار یا میرا بردار یا رب زی مقام آتشی.
O God, rush to our side and rain on us your help, or remove me from near this blazing fire.
اے خدا نور خدا از مشرق رحمت برار گمراہاں را چشم کن روشن ز آیات مبین.
O God, send the light of guidance from the sun of thy beneficence, and illuminate the eyes of those who have strayed away from thy clearest signs.
چون میرا بخشید صدق اندری سوزو گداز نیست امیدم کہ ناکامم بمیرانی دری.
As thou hast granted truth and reality to my feelings and passions, I fear not that I will fail or die a failure.
کاروبار صادقان هرگز نماند ناتمام صادقان را دست حق باشد نهان در آستین.
The duties which lovers of truth set themselves do not remain undone. The lovers of truth have the hand of God helping them in secret. It seems, therefore, that the general conditions obtaining today are such that we must have not just a reformer, but a great reformer from God. One who will put Islam on its feet again, meet unbelief on every front, and subjugate it again with unanswerable arguments, the weapons of reason. At the beginning of this century, only one man has come forward with the claim that he had been appointed by God for the defense of Islam, and he was the founder of the Ahmadiyya movement. It behoves all wise and rational men and women to ponder over this claim, not to turn away without giving it sufficient thought. If they turn away, they turn away from a major obligation and they will have to answer for it.